proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
We continue with part two of the sermon by Robert Murray McShay, To the Jew First. Point number three, why we should go to the Jew first, because there is peculiar access to the Jews. In almost all the countries we have visited, this fact is quite remarkable. Indeed, it seems in many places as if the only door left open to the Christian missionary is the door of preaching to the Jews. No man cares for their souls, and therefore you may carry the gospel to them freely. We have always found the Jews willing to hear. In Jerusalem and in Hebron, we spoke to them the word of life. In Sychar, we reasoned with them in the synagogue. In Sfat and in Tiberias and Acco, we had like freedom. I appeal to you, if the door in one direction is shut, and the door to Israel is so widely open, oh, do you not think that God is saying by His providence as well as by His word, go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Do you think that our church, knowing these things, will be guiltless if we do not obey the call? For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Reason number four, we should go to the Jew first, because they will give life to the dead world. They are being preserved for some great purpose in the world. There is a singular fitness to the Jew to be the missionary of the world. They feel that they are outcasts in every land. They can be found amid the snows of Russia and beneath the burning sun of India. They are also in some measure acquainted with all the languages of the world. It shall come to pass that as ye were a curse among the heathen, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and ye shall be a blessing. Zechariah 8:13. The time is coming when they shall be a great blessing as they have been a curse. Read Micah 5:7. Just as the evening dew coming silently down gave life to every plant, so shall converted Israel be when they come as dew upon a dead, dry world. In those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you. We have heard that God is with you. Zechariah 8:23. This never has been fulfilled. But as the word of God is true, this is true. The Bible does not say that we are to preach only to the Jew, but to the Jew first. Reason number five to go to the Jew first. Lastly, because there is great reward. Blessed is he that blesseth thee. Cursed is he that curseth thee. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love her. Your souls shall be enriched, and our church also, if this cause finds its right place in your affections. It was well said by one who has a deep place in your affections, that our church must not only be evangelical, but evangelistic also, if she is to be continued as a steward of God. May I not take the liberty of adding to this striking declaration that we must not only be evangelistic, but evangelistic as God would have us to be, not only dispense that light on every hand, but dispense it first to the Jew? Then shall God revive His work in the midst of the years. Our whole land shall be refreshed. The cobwebs of controversy shall be swept out of our sanctuaries. The jarrings and jealousies of our church be turned into the harmony of praise, and our own souls become like a well-watered garden.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.